How deep are you guys into Georgia Tech as far as their offense? Obviously, great quarterback and Haynes King. How deep are you into preparing?
Yeah, we've studied them a lot already. They have a very good run scheme. I love it. It's complicated. They can hit you from all angles, which is one reason why it's been so effective. The quarterback obviously makes it run, the ACC quarterback of the year. So, I mean, he's played very, very good. He can run it. He can throw it. And he's scored a lot of touchdowns this year. So they've got weapons on the perimeter, and I think their offensive line is athletic. So it's good offense, very good.
Who are they similar to based on just what teams you played so far?
Oh, schematically, they're a little bit like West Virginia. Utah has a similar run scheme. Those would probably be the two closest, I would think.
How full of a defense, a BYU defense, will we see in the bowl game? Of any guys talking about opting out, or kind of where do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the way of the world right now. I don't see it really happening that much at BYU. We have great kids that want to play one more game together, and that's such an individual decision that they have to handle on their own. But I think we'll have the big majority of our guys for sure.
First practice back, how did it go for the team out there? Were they ready to go?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was fun to be back out there. This is a great team. I mean, they love each other. They play hard for each other. They practice well against each other. So it was just good to get back out there.
The fact that Faletau is your leading tackler, I think Tanner Wall, I'm in the top three. Is that good or bad when your safeties are your
Well, we use those guys a lot in the run fits. Okay. And in this defense, safeties are always going to be close to the top. That could be for a lot of reasons right now. That's run, that's pass, that's him just being a playmaker and showing up. I mean, he had a really, really good year, and he's one of our best players, so it doesn't surprise me that he was up there.
We haven't been able to talk to you guys since Kalani's extension. What was the attitude with the coaching staff, and how do you feel about that?
Well, elated. I mean, Kalani's the best guy in the world to work for. He's super fair. He loves us. He's passionate about BYU. BYU's lucky to have him. I couldn't say enough great things about just BYU administration getting this done, and Kalani being here is a huge deal.
Personal question, but do you ever want to be a head coach again?
Sure. I mean, that always is intriguing, but you just never know. You got to be where your feet are, and yeah, I mean, that's a hard question because yes, but no. I mean, I love where I'm at, and it would have to be something that everyone said, okay, I get that, and it would have to be a great situation for family and everybody. So.
As far as just looking back at the Texas Tech tape, did you just kind of burn it and move on? Even though, once again, the defense played reasonably well and held them under 400.
Okay, so there's a lot to learn from that tape, so you got to look at it. You got to be humble enough to say, okay, where can we get better? But do we want to dwell on something like that? No. Give Texas Tech tons of credit. They're a great football team. They outplayed us both times we played this year, and we got to give those guys credit. But we're still a top 12 team in the country, in my opinion. We played very good all year. We did not do the things in those two games that you have to do to win, and that's win the turnover margin, win the average starting field position. Bottom line, with the short fields and us not getting turnovers in those two games, that hurt us. And the defense was just as much a part of anything in those two games as anybody, because we got to create short fields, we got to get turnovers, we got to get off the field, we got to do the things we need to do to win. And if that means holding teams to 100 yards or 200 yards, that's what you got to do. Okay.
Thanks, guys.